This is my Bible, God's holy word. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that He may prove His word in my life today.
Amen. While you're please still standing, turn with me to the Gospel of St. Matthew. Amen. Brother Carlton, that's why I have cheat sheets. Amen. Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. When you have it, say amen. Matthew chapter 16. I hear pages turning. If you don't know where Matthew is, Bible study is Wednesday night. Amen. If you have Matthew chapter 16, together let's read verses 18 and 19. Let us read. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I've been trying to sit still all morning. I'm just kind of happy right now. Think with me shortly from this theme. Yes, Jesus loves me. Let me hear everyone say, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Amen. The question today is, how do you know? How do you know? The beginning of this text has a lot. It talks about how Jesus walked around and he went to his disciples and he said, whom do men say that I am? And everyone was giving him all sorts of answers. But then Peter said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. Which Jesus answered and said, flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, but my Father, which is in heaven. Amen. And then he said, and I say unto you also that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, somebody say rock. Upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. First of all, the first thing we need to know is that we know Jesus loves us because of the foundation that he set. He set the hardest foundation, and that foundation is of a rock. And he said, listen, he said, I want you to know I'm putting it on a rock so that the gates of hell shall not prevail. Amen. It did not say that the gates will not have turmoil on it. It did not say that trials and tribulation will not hit against it. But he said the gates of hell shall not prevail. Amen. So how many of you know the gates of hell won't win? How many know the gates of hell cannot win? Amen. So our battle cry is simply this. The gates of hell shall not prevail. Who's in a war this morning? Anybody fighting a battle? Then what is our battle cry? The gates of hell shall not prevail. Oh, you ain't in no war, because see, when I give you the battle cry, you ought to just say the battle cry. What's the battle cry? See, some of y'all got super glue on your bottom. Mm-hmm. You can't fight a war with super glue on your backside. What is our battle cry? The gates of hell shall not prevail. Amen. One more time. Amen. You may be seated. See the Lord. Let me tell y'all, when I was working on this, I saw a whole lot of movement. All right. So if you don't have super glue, you might get up a couple of times today. Praise the Lord. So we have to look. The first thing we know that the Lord loves us because of the foundation that he set. Jesus Christ is not crazy. He knows on this side of the Jordan, you will have trials and tribulation. But did we not read over in Romans 8 and 38, what shall separate us? There will be nothing that's going to separate us from the love of God. Jesus already knew how rough we are. He already knew our background. He already knew what alley he picked us out of. But guess what? Before he picked us up, he loved us. Before he cleaned us up, he loved us. It is set in the rock that Jesus loves us. How long will he love me? Until he take me away from here. He doesn't love me because I do everything right. Somebody ought to say glory. Hallelujah. He doesn't love us because we are all that and a bag of chips. Somebody say glory. He doesn't even love us because we ain't cussing and drinking and slipping and dipping no more. But Jesus loved us because he just loved us. Amen. How many of you are glad about that? I am so happy he loved me. Not because of how much I weigh or how long my hair is. Not even the color of my skin. But Jesus loved me because he wants to be in love with me. Hallelujah. And then he took his time. He took his time and set the church on a solid foundation. Somebody say solid as a rock. Oh, y'all remember Ashford and Simpson, don't you? Hallelujah. It's good to be solid as a rock. Anybody in here in a rock solid relationship? See that y'all ain't in a, who in here in a rock solid relationship? Hallelujah. Somebody say solid as a rock. Hallelujah. The Lord wants us to know he didn't pick no sand for us, because sometimes we get in sinking sand. But when you stand on a rock, hallelujah, you can stand against anything when you stand on a rock. Hallelujah. In a marriage, you ain't worried about nobody breaking up your marriage when it's solid as a rock. Hallelujah. Love the relationship. Jesus is not worried about us losing our job. He's not worried about somebody not liking us. He said, look at here, I gave you the foundation to stand on, and you stand right there. They talk about you, but you stand there. Somebody don't like you, but you stand there. You lost your job, but you stand there. Ain't got no money in the bank, but you stand there. He said, I gave you the foundation, and you stand right there. Somebody say, solid as a rock. Hallelujah. So Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus gave us, you know. Let me tell you, marriages, our marriages today are crumbling for little or nothing, because we started out with I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Let me tell you, I love you don't pay the bills. You can't go to the bank with a picture of your husband saying, ain't you? And Amanue, stop your bill paid. Somebody say, help us, Lord. When you get into it, you need to have a relationship that is solid. Somebody say solid. Somebody say solid. Because when Jesus gave us the foundation, he made it so that we could go through anything. Come hell and high water, he said, I'm not afraid of what you're going through because I've already succeeded. And that's why he put the church on a foundation that is, what's that S word? Solid. Amen. Point number two, verse 19. Jesus, he said, I will give you the keys. Somebody say keys. Keys of the kingdom. Now let me tell you about keys. See, Jesus doesn't give keys to everybody. He only gives keys to the people that he loves. Now see, let me tell you. See, some of us nowadays, we get crazy with our keys. We give keys out to Lottie, Dottie, and everybody. But Jesus is particular. And I brought my keys. I got car keys and door keys and church keys and office keys. But I wouldn't give my keys just to anybody. There are some family members that I ain't giving my keys to. Because see, when you got keys, that means you can come and go as you please. When you got keys, that says that you are trustworthy. When you got keys, you said, I'm not worried because they're going to take care of my stuff just like I take care of my stuff. Uh-huh. So y'all might get upset with me, but I saw a little bit about Beyonce on this one. So, you know, when Jesus said, I will give you the keys, because that means we have 24-hour, 7 days a week access to the kingdom. And he said, I'm not worried about what you're going to do, but I want to make it easy for you. Now, you know, young ladies, we know we got some young ladies now, they just want to have company. So they pass out keys to everybody. You get a key, you get a key. And then when you get home, you don't know who been in your house because everybody got a key. All right. But then Beyonce sing this song. All right, so right now I need some single people. I need about 6 single people right now. Y'all ain't single? I need about 6 single people to come down right now. About 6 single people. Don't make me come and get you. All right, cause see, let me tell you, and I'm saying this, I'm in the Bible. When Jesus gave out the keys, he said, you respect my stuff. Just like I respect it, all right? So let me tell you, don't be mean. If you got more than 3 house keys, you ain't in heaven, you in hell. Uh-huh. Ladies, if you've given your house key out to more than one man and he ain't your husband, you are in trouble. Uh-huh. See, I ain't getting no amens on that one. Okay. Because when you got the key, that means you can come to me anytime you want to. All right? All the single people, get your hands up. Get your hands up. Come on. Come on. Come on. One more time. Go sit down. Y'all so jive. Because having keys is a serious business. Somebody say serious. Jesus said, I give you the keys to the kingdom, that whenever you want me, just use the key. How do you turn the key? He said, whatever you need, just turn the key. He said, whenever you need me, whenever you want to get to me, he said, don't worry about if I'm in there with somebody else. Your key will always work. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. You ever been with somebody and they changed the lock on you? And for them to tell you, huh? You ever been with somebody you thought you had it all together, and when you went in, your key jumped back in your hand? But see, we know Jesus loves us because he gave us the key. If you got a key, raise your hand. If you got a key to the Lord, raise your hand. He said, I don't want anything. The scripture said, what shall come between us? What shall separate us? When you got a key, can't nothing separate you. See, only one person got that. Let me say it again. When you got the key, can't nothing separate you. Uh-huh. See, we don't understand. He said, I'm giving you the key because I want you to always to be able to get to me. When you love people, you don't care what time they call you. Hallelujah. That's why St. John, you can call me at 3 in the morning. You can call me at 3 in the evening. You can call me at midnight. You can call me at 12 noon because I love you. Because I love you. All right? You're talking about, well, I don't want to call Pastor, it's too early. If you need me, pick up the phone and call me. Hallelujah. And that's not just me, but I got it from the Lord. He said, be ye always ready. So the Lord wakes me up when you call. And when I get through talking to you, he put me back to sleep. So don't worry about it. Hallelujah. And when you have keys to the kingdom, he said it like this. He said, I don't just want you to have keys. Let's continue to look at this. But at point number three is whatsoever. Hallelujah. Somebody said whatsoever. Somebody said whatsoever. You got a key because God says, whatever my baby needs, my baby gonna get. Whatsoever. Hallelujah. See, let me tell you. See, there's a, let me see. There's a man that I work with and used to work with, and his wife would let him come to work every day with no money and no lunch. So that went on for about 6 months. And then about the next couple of months, there was a lady on the job. She started fixing a lunch for her and a lunch for him. Then the same lady, she said, just in case your wife don't cook for you, she started bringing him dinner. And then after that, she started saying, what is your favorite meal? Because the wife was at home saying, I ain't cooking this, and I ain't cooking that. So when he got to the whatsoever, he said, I kind of like that. So he come to work and give her what he wanted. The next day he'd have it. Let me tell you. And she cooked him right out of his house. When Jesus said, whatsoever you want, I'll give it to you. He don't want Satan feeding you nothing. He don't want Satan opening no doors for you. He don't want Satan answering no prayers for you. He don't want Satan sending nobody to you. He said, if you want it, ask me for it. If I'm your daddy, ask me for it. He don't want Satan cooking nothing for you. It's a shame we're losing people in the household of God now because Satan is saying, tell me what you want. Because when they get in church, you can't wear pants, you can't wear makeup, you can't do this, and you can't do that. And Satan says, whatever you want to do, come on out here. The devil is a lie. The devil is a lie. Ain't nobody cooking for me but the Lord. You better watch what table you sitting up to. Hallelujah. Just because it's on the menu, baby, you better not eat that. Somebody said, help us, Lord. The scripture said, whatsoever you bind on earth, he gonna bind in heaven. If you don't want it in your life, Jesus said, I don't want it in my house. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, whatsoever, whatsoever. I know Jesus loved me because he said, girl, whatever you need, whatever it is, ask me for it. Hallelujah. Saw a couple of men squirming. I'm going to give y'all this for free. If you ain't cooking what your mate want to eat, and when they come home, they ain't hungry, you better ask somebody. Can I get amen? See, some of them eating at other people's house. That's why they ain't said nothing. All right, see, now the sister saying, tell the men something. All right, brothers, if you ain't buying for your wife and she come home with some new stuff, and you know she ain't got that much money, you better ask somebody. You don't never take her out to eat, and she keep coming home with restaurant food. And you know she didn't have no money. Hallelujah. They ain't always got a sale at JCPenney. You better find out what sale's first name is. Please. Y'all all right? Y'all all right? Tell your neighbor whatsoever. I know the Lord loves us because he says whatever you don't want in your life, I don't want it in your life. And if you ask me to move it, I will move it out of your way. Some of us are here today because the Lord moved mountains out of our life. Some of us are here today because when the windows of hell was blowing at us, the Lord came and shut it down so it wouldn't blow anymore. I know he loves me. And we sit here today. Some of us are trying to figure out if we are too bad for the Lord to love us. Some of us are trying to figure out if the Lord has looked beyond, truly looked beyond all of our past to give us something new. Let me tell you, yesterday as I was visiting my sister, hallelujah, the nurse came in and she, my sister got all these tubes on there, and the nurse came and she put some stuff in her hand. And I noticed it wasn't connected to anything. So I say, sis, what is that? And she said, the nurse was clearing the line for the next medicine. And I thought, she was clearing the line. So children of God, I said, that'll preach. See, some of us are sitting in church with clogged veins. We haven't got rid of that mess that we had when we was in the world. We haven't got rid of that crap that the Lord told us to get rid of. So we're sitting here now with clogged veins. Some of y'all can't even clap your hand because your vein is clogged. Some of you can't give God the glory because your vein is clogged. Some of you can't say hallelujah because your vein is clogged. The scripture says Jesus loves me because he did thus and so. But you say, but he can't love me because I did this. Church, clear your vein. Clear your vein and let the love of the Lord permeate inside of you. He loves you. Get over it. Some of us are feeling bad. How could God love me? I was so bad when I was growing up. Don't you know when you was bad, the Lord was looking at you? Don't you know when you was cutting up, the Lord was right there? He didn't kill you because he wanted to get you to this point to say, in spite of who I am, the Lord loves me. In spite of what I used to do, God loves me. In spite of how you feel about me, Jesus loves me. Hallelujah. If you still think your background is stopping the Lord from loving you, clear your veins. If you still think what you don't have will stop the Lord from forgiving you, clear your veins. If you think that what mama did messed you up for life, clear your veins. Tell your neighbor, Jesus loves you. Tell your neighbor, Jesus loves you. He said, you have to receive it. You have to receive it. When he said, Peter, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. He said, I'm giving you my keys. Open any door you want. Heaven is an open door for you. If you want answered prayer, here's the key. If you want blessing, here's the key. If you want salvation, here's the key. If you want food, here's the key. If you want the Lord to speak, here's the key. You got the key. Open the door. Tell your neighbor, I got the keys. I got the keys. I got the keys. You don't have to be jealous of nobody. Jesus gave you the keys. If you want somebody to love you, Jesus loves you just like you are. And what I love about it, I don't have to lose a pound. He loves all of me. I don't have to grow no hair. He loves this tree strand, the hair that I got. I don't have to live in a mansion. He already got me one. He loves me for me. And if that is not enough, I love the scripture that says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died that we would have a right to the tree of life. And it matters to me. It matters to me that there are no holes barred. When we read over in Romans, he said, I'll give you anything, but don't you let nothing stop you from getting to me. You know, when you really love somebody, and how many of y'all really love? How many of you know somebody that really love you? You know somebody that really love you. You know they love you. Now, how many of you really love that same person? I need you to stand up. All right, have a seat. In a world that's here today, love is so important. Love will get you through when you don't have any reason to get through. Love will pull you through any dark days. Love will get you over mountains that you know you want to jump off. Love will open doors for you that's been closed in your face. Love will make you get up in the morning, know how tired you are. Love will make you push when you want to give up. Love will make you stand tall when you want to bend over and just holler. Love is the strongest force. And I don't know about you, but I thank God today that Jesus loved me in spite of what I am. Jesus loves me not because of who I am, but because of him. Jesus loves me. And he did. He paid the ultimate sacrifice when he went to Calvary. And after 3 days, he got up with all power in his hands. And we celebrate today because Jesus loves me all by himself. Are you glad that the Lord loves you? Are you glad that the Lord loves you? After you've been talked about for so many years and you've been lied on, after the people that you love don't show any love and affection toward you, it's good to know that somebody loves you just because of you. I'm going to ask Deacon Woods to follow me as the doors of church are open. Jesus loves me. This I know for the Bible tells me so. Little one down here. The door of the church are open. Yes, help me sing. You didn't have to pay anything for it. Yes! time if you love him back. Yes, Jesus. You may come by letter, Christian experience, candidate for baptism. Will you come today? This is a church full of love, and we just want to love on you right now. Will there be one today? Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. For the Bible. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Put your hands together and make some noise for the Lord.